Utah, nigga, they graduated. Look, they graduated 2010 though. The nigga, I'm used to being in parties with them.
Yeah, but you
and I was
tall,
in seventh
nigga.
Grade. Tall, I'm in seventh, nigga. Eighth grade at the house party. House parties getting shot up all the time. I swear, it used to be crazy. We was lit though. I was living a movie.
Let's get into this.
I used to love my big cousins. Nice, my big homies for sure.
Big homies, bro. It's good. You cook on your questions. Yeah. Rio, is we ready?
Rolling.
Yep.
We rolling. We got the things going.
In here.
Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told him my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face.
You already know I gotta hit it with the lights. Camera, it's all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Wave? It was this episode like 70. We going strong. Ooh. We going hard, boy. Let's keep it going. I got a wonderful, wonderful guest. Long overdue, even though y'all don't even know. Touch and go. Got my boy Mondre Gold Bricks in the building. How you doing today? How you enjoying your weekend, my guy?
Great weekend, you know. Birdie mode.
Come on, exactly.
Cousin,
man, going up for Birdie always. Yeah. Shout out to the North. Shout out to the Crest. Shout out to North Vallejo. We always show love where we from. Gotta represent. Got a very special episode today because I got a guest host today. And y'all know he's been on here a couple times.
My
and
boy.
Exactly. Mondre, boy, he hit me up. He was like, I see who you got on. I got to get on there too. So, you know, we showing some love. So, we're going to switch up the format. Y'all know I saved the story arc to the end of the episode. We're going to bring it to the front because we got to know everything from start to finish, even though it's not even done yet, what's been going on with Gold Bricks, the brand itself. As you see, we got a plethora of hats displayed on here. You got the, what, is that one of one?
That's that one of one.
That's the one of one. Of course, for the creator. You know, the creator always got to have something exclusive. So that's where we're going to start it off. And then we're going to get into the rapid wave segment. And you know, I got to talk some sports. I got Chris over here. You already know. Big sports head. So we're going to see what Mondre talking about. He said he'd been out the loop, but we're going to see where he at. We're going to see where he at. But without further ado, let's get into it. Starting off exactly with the full story arc. I need the origin story. I need the start. You feel me? Like me, myself, I'm a person, a brand that popped up kind of during the pandemic. You've been around a little bit before that. You feel me? You've been simmering on this and then been rolling it out for a long time coming. So give me the origin story, just kind of where the first thoughts formulated for the brand.
It's crazy because when I was like in high school, I always was like, I want to do a brand. Like I always had it in my head, but I ain't never jump on it.
Right.
But like 2015, like I was a year out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, in high school, I had a class. Photography, they taught us how to use Photoshop and shit.
Right.
So I used to fuck with it. I made hella little logos and stuff. Like I used to have I had an HB HP laptop.
Yep.
I had hella logos. That shit crashed on me though. But I used to fuck with it. But a lot of this shit I just was like just fucking around it. And I was like, this would be clean on the shirt.
Right.
Then just did it. And then that's really how it came about. The name didn't really, I don't know.
I was going to ask that next. I was about to say, the name, Gold was it Bricks. Just something creative? Just something that just kind of like, rang in your head at the time?
Yeah, it just what happened at the time. My first logo was like, it say Gold Bricks, but like the L and gold was upside down. And then the R and the bricks was a 7. So it was like 7-on-7.
Oh, I like that.
It was
that.
Like
with
Gold Bricks is the background. Like the shit was clean.
Yeah.
That was my first shirts. And then I'm like, all right, what's next? Then I'm switching and I'm looking Brinks truck. I don't know.
Ooh.
I seen the Brinks truck. I'm like,
that's hard.
Bricks.
Bricks, little Brinks.
And they move Gold Bricks. So I'm like, okay.
I like that influence. I ain't even really peep.
I'm
that's
like,
hard. Huh.
I'm like, okay, yep, bow. And then I was the one that stick. Everybody wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I put that on there. It was gone. Like, I think I did like my first shirts like that. It was like 25 shirts or something. Mm-hmm. I sold it in like 1 week. I'm like, in a week? Nigga, hold on.
Numbers.
25. I'm like, just made $500 in a week off of t-shirts? I'm finna keep this shit going.
Talk your shit, brother. That's real. No, when you got something going, you gotta capitalize on it, double down. I mean, come on, y'all see it. You see the quality, man. We out here.
Definitely.
From the origin, I know everything hasn't been peaches and cream, so I always want you, exactly, I want you to give some little insight, peel back the curtain a little bit. Give me a hurdle you had to overcome. One of those speed bumps.
Downs.
You feel me? Because you feel me.
Yeah,
every brand has them, nigga. Peaks and valleys. But it didn't stop you. So let me know one of those speed bumps that you had to roll over.
I done had a million of them. I'm not even gonna lie.
It's okay, bro. Hey, we like, here for it.
It's like, you know, Instagram, all this, everybody expect you to just show the good. Bruh. Of course, so I'm going to give y'all the good. I'm not going to show y'all nothing bad. Y'all going to see me smile if I'm doing that, all that.
Facts. But
it ain't been times for sure. Like, nigga, you drop something and it don't sell. Nigga, that shit hurt.
That's real.
You can
that's
put all
real.
Your money in on this and you ain't sell nothing, but it end up coming.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
just got to stay down.
Yeah.
And when you stay down, it's gonna come.
Yeah, I hear that a lot from especially clothing brands. Like shit, the two I feel marketing and material.
Exactly.
Because y'all are dealing with materials, you feel me? You want quality stuff. Exactly. You don't want shit that is going to, you feel me, shrink up after one wash, you know, all the little shit. A hat that's just going to snap off for a couple wears.
But
so
it's like, if you don't know your research at all, it ain't. But you got to get your feet wet somehow.
That's true.
That's the only way you find out.
Got to jump in that fire. Jump off the porch, you feel
head
me?
First.
That's real, though. That's real because, like I said, that's a big hurdle that people had to overcome. Like you said, just dealing with those losses. How did you have to deal with those personally? Exactly. Like, feeling like, oh.
Exactly. Because it's like, you got to, it's funny because I know whenever I drop something, I got it in my head, all right, I'm going to make this. This is my goal.
Yeah.
And then if you don't reach your goal, it's like not reaching your goal. It's like, fuck, nigga, what I'm going to do?
Hurt.
Nigga, I just put all this in here. Mm-hmm. I just spent $500 on this and then didn't sell nothing.
The money, the time, the effort,
all of that shit. It's
all
like,
of
damn,
that.
Flop. All right, what's next? Got to keep it going. You really just got to keep it going.
Yeah, I'm glad to see it because like you here to stay. Clearly,
definitely
like I said, this is a
I've been
brand.
Doing it. It's crazy because it's like I never realized how long I've been doing this shit. Like I dropped my first shirts in 2015, but it's like I wasn't consistent.
Right.
Like at the beginning, like it was like a drop a year type shit. But it's like a year fly by so fast, like
facts.
You don't even notice.
Facts. That's
and I'm
real.
Like seven. I'm like 7 years in. I'm
Come
like,
on.
Damn. And I know a lot though. Like it's crazy. And I'll share the game. I'll share the game with all my folks.
Come
like,
on, that's real shit.
Everybody, I be telling them, y'all better drop some merch. Nigga, you rap, drop some merch. Nigga, you better do it all.
I'm telling you, we here. It's a lot of for talent sure. out here. And that's what's the way of the show. Come on, that's what we here to do. Now from one of those kind of hardships that you had to deal with, give me an extra feel-good moment where something just clicked. Like instead of the drop that didn't sell, was it a drop that oversold, that you got extra
every
demand?
Time.
Give me a feel-good moment.
It be like that. Like,
yeah.
You have a flop, then you wait. Really sit down and you got to really plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like you really got to plan it out. That's really how it go.
Yeah.
And once you plan it out and you really like, okay, I'm ready. Then it's like, I'm ready. All right, I'm doing it this way. Bow. Sell out. It's like, ooh, that feel good.
Yeah.
I know my pop-up was like the best accomplishment though. For
yeah.
sure. For me
Which pop-up you talking about?
I had a pop-up last summer.
Okay.
That was, damn, I don't even remember. That was last summer.
Yeah.
But I damn near sold everything. It was
Ooh.
Crazy.
What it was out here? Or
out
was
here
it?
In Vallejo, yeah.
What? Okay.
Downtown.
What was
it was random, though. I did it, like, on a fluke, like, same week type shit. Like,
yeah.
I planned it in, like, a week or two.
That's lovely.
I'm
about to say, just kind of
like,
something you throw together?
I didn't expect it. It's like, okay, I got to go. My goal was, like, all right, I'm going to make, like, two bands.
But yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I made.
kind of doubled up on some shit.
Wait,
yeah, you feel me? Exactly.
Like,
things
cool.
happen. That's lovely.
I'm like, ooh,
that's lovely,
yeah.
especially when you feel like you kind of had to throw together some shit, but
exactly.
the,
and it was
the
last
outcome
minute.
And
it
the
was
result.
Great. And, but it felt like I was rushing it too. That's why mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to expect the high, like, or like something that for it to really go good because
right.
I'm like, I'm doing this shit in 2 weeks. Like,
facts.
Like, I don't think this going to do like that because what if motherfuckers don't come like that? You know,
mm-hmm.
they'll be having hella shit going on. People be acting like they don't want to come outside.
Facts. I'm about to say,
come
on, go
shit.
Outside. It's all love still.
Yeah, it's all love.
It's all
like,
love still.
Here.
That's what we trying to do, man. Show y'all that it's still love
it's
in the
love.
City, bro. It's love
I get
in the
love
city.
Here. I love home.
Come on, come on.
Look, I live my outside life comfortable.
Hey, I love that. Yeah, we're going to have to coin that one. We coined a lot of things.
For sure.
And then I need to know from that feel-good moment, what's next? What can I expect? What can the people expect? The viewers, everybody that's watching. Like you said, you've been kind of off
yeah,
and on. You said,
yeah.
you know, you're a father at the end of the day. You got priorities
exactly.
that supersede just all
yeah.
business. So, but what can
I've
we expect from the brand, though?
The brand, more shit. More hot shit, for sure. More hot shit. I ain't gonna lie, I've been thinking about, like, doing, like, another brand maybe, too. You might not know it's me, but... You go see.
Ooh, I love it. Y'all know me. Like I said, I was putting in the bid beforehand. I need a What's the Wave collab or a little something.
Oh, yeah, you know it's good.
So we definitely going to reach out. We're going to do something like that.
Definitely.
You see, like I said, you see the variety. We got flavors on the table. Got
to keep it exclusive.
I love it.
I
love
to keep it. Like, since I came out, it's been all exclusive. You don't ever see the same thing twice unless it's, like,
That's
basic
dope.
Black and white.
That's
but other than that, we one-on-one type shit. Ooh, one of 10.
Talk your shit, brother.
Ain't gonna
come
be,
on.
Ain't gonna be more than 25. You're not gonna go outside matching somebody.
See, hey, that's real. That's real. Quality material and it's custom. Like I said, it's very few in rotation. So you know what you got is very specific to you and your taste. Definitely. So that's lovely. I love it. Shout out Gold Bricks, man.
Definitely.
We're gonna keep it rolling because I got this rapid wave segment that I gotta do. Kind of like just a quick hit, couple questions. Say yes or no, up or down, hot or cold, black or white, basically. And then whatever comes to the top of your dome, just let it off. If you got a simmer on it, that's okay. Gotcha. Like I said, we got time. So I'm gonna start it off. You know, a dude who likes to, you know, identify with what you wear. Let me ask, Nike or Adidas?
I'm a Nike guy.
A Nike guy? Right. Checks Nike, over stripes? Checks okay, over I could stripes. Do it. Would you rather go to the club or kickback?
Kickback,
yeah.
I fuck with the club too, though, yeah. Sometimes, but the club ain't my scene.
But the majority kickback vibe. Yeah. I feel that.
I'm a homebody.
I'm a superhero fan. I gotta ask, Marvel, don't think cinematically, or DC.
Okay.
Just think superheroes who you fuck with.
Okay.
Marvel or DC?
It's crazy because I be getting them mixed up, but I think Marvel. All
right, cool.
Marvel that's more like Spider-Man and shit, right?
Yeah. Okay, I can, I'm a DC nigga, but it's okay. It's all love.
What's DC? What's
Superman, Batman, Flash, Green Lantern.
All right, and then who Marvel? Other
Marvel,
Spider-Man.
Iron Man,
and all them.
Cap.
Yeah, he's Marvel.
Like, he's a
guy. Yeah, okay.
Hulk and all
them.
Look. Okay.
This is me, I'm childish.
You got the Iron Man case. You already know, I'm a Flash head. You already know, I should have wore the hat, but it's love.
Yeah, that's hella funny.
As a 90s baby, I got to ask, what was out of the Holy Trinity, what was one you was fucking with the most? Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, Disney Channel?
Oh, I'm like Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network on a late night.
Yeah, I'm a Nickelodeon baby. You feel me? I'm Nickelodeon.
I love Nickelodeon though,
because they got
sure.
my Holy Trinity is SpongeBob, Fairy Odd Parents, and Jimmy. Sure. Jimmy Neutron. Yeah. Like that's just my trifecta.
That's mine too.
Okay, I could fuck with it.
But I also love like Ed, and Eddie and shit.
Come on, I was like Courage and everybody. Yeah. Like that's
nah, I ain't fuck with Courage. I used to get spooked out. I ain't gonna lie. His grandparents was on some
factual. You ain't lying about that one. All right, next one. I'm a breakfast head. Shout out, I got Jesco Chris on the side. Like I said, we love breakfast. So rank them 1 to 3: French toast, waffles, pancakes.
I love French toast. That's number one. Oh, my. Waffles second.
Talk your shit. Pancakes last. I love
pancakes
it.
Pancakes last.
I love it. Somebody said waffles are just pancakes with abs. That was the funniest shit I heard, and I just had to blurt that out there. But what now? Waffles be here.
I eat them all differently. That's the crazy part. I ain't even gonna lie, French toast, I like my shit regular, like with whipped cream and shit, like
okay,
fruit. And then my waffles, I put like peanut butter and shit on them.
Okay, I like
peanut
it,
butter
like
and syrup. It tastes like Reese's.
I'll
be on my fat nigga shit.
He talking shit now. Yeah, he talking some shit. He talking big nigga shit right now. I love it. Okay, I got to break this into a couple different fragments. Weed or alcohol?
Alcohol. Now.
Ooh, okay.
I'm grown now.
That's fine. Okay.
It used to be the weed, but
yeah, I'm a stoner first. So with that being said, your alcohol of choice. Tequila, cognac, what you? Rum.
I used to be a Henny guy, but I'm a tequila man now.
Thank you. I'm a tequila man. That Henny.
I'm a Patron man. Patron and Don. They got me off the Casa. I really don't fuck with Casa.
Yeah, Don be doing me justice.
I fuck with Don and Patron. Okay. Patron my go-to.
Okay, now from there, give me your three people, dead or alive, who you would love to have happy hour with.
Happy hour?
Oh, if you would say weed head, I would say smoke session, but you feel me? Who would you like to have happy hour with? Dead or alive? Rapper?
I'm not gonna lie. When I was a kid, bro,
anybody.
Mac Dre and him had it on lock, man. I swear. I used to see that shit. Like, when I was growing up, I'm like, bruh, I'm trying to be like that, man. When I grow up, like, that's who I looked up to. I'm like, nigga, I'm trying to party with the rock stars. No kidding.
Real shit. But all right, top three.
For real. All right.
You putting Dre in there?
I'm putting Dre in there.
Dre in there. Happy hour. That's going to be lit already off the bat.
That's crazy. I ain't never thought to answer no question like
that. Who'd you like to have a drink with? Who'd you like a conversation and a good drink with?
Damn.
Pick their brain a little bit. You feel me?
I ain't gonna pick nobody randomly drunk. We turning up.
Hey, shit. He ain't lying.
Damn, bro. I'm stuck. I ain't gonna lie.
It's all right. I'll let you simmer on it. We got time. I'll let you simmer.
If anything, I'm bringing cousins back for the dead. We turned up.
Hey, real shit.
For real.
Like I said, it could be somebody personal.
No boy D's. Man, we turned up.
Come on, man.
For real.
That's the top three right there. Like you said, everybody.
Look, I'd have been drunk with them.
Exactly. Real shit, man. Real north Rock side stars. Of this shit. Switch it up. As a person who creates clothing and merchandise in that aspect, who's a person you always want to design with or design for? I don't know if you know many designer names. You feel me? I know you got the Virgils and shit of the world. Anybody you want to design with, or you want to see somebody in Gold Bricks apparel? He was like, nigga, like, if he had this hat on, I know that's all I need. You feel me? Well, it's one of them.
I ain't never really sat and thought back. I don't know too many designers. I don't pay attention to them.
Well, I mean, that's
but
what
I do like certain brands, though, like like the Heron Preston and shit. Like,
okay. Would there be a brand you want to collab with?
Heron Preston, for
ooh,
sure.
Oh, I like it. I like
it. Top Dogs, like them, and like... shit, Babe,
I can see a little Babe collab. I can see that. Like, that's very realistic. Babe, man, come on, DM me, man. Y'all know what it is. Look, come on, holla at your boy.
Come talk to me.
Come on, we here.
They go see me soon.
Hey, we out here. Like I said, we got to get you outside a little more.
Oh, yeah,
I know. I
do got to go outside.
We gotta get
my
you
friends
outside.
Be trying to drag me out. I be trying to.
It's all love.
I be trying.
It's summertime still. It's a little couple weeks left of summer.
I still be in the house, though. It'd be hot.
All right, come on. All right. Keeping it going for the Rapid Wave. I love sports. If you could go pro in any sport, what would you go pro in?
The hoop.
Hoop? That's easy. That's easy.
That's easy.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't trying to get hit. I don't play football, nigga. I don't play baseball.
It's good. No, it's good. It's good.
But let me switch it up, nigga. I do badminton, nigga.
Badminton.
Y'all can't see me in that.
I did. Like I said, I play ping pong. So
ping pong?
That's something I'm just randomly good in.
I'm not good at ping pong.
Yeah, you niggas don't want to see me on the table tennis. Exactly.
Look, I got to wear glasses for that.
Really served up. All right, I got three more for you. One, either the series or just one in particular. Favorite mixtape. It could be a series, like if you want to do
somebody's music.
Yeah, mixtape.
Oh,
you could do album.
Drouse is nice, but hey,
you could do No
Young
Ceilings.
Thug Slime Season 3.
You could do.
Ain't that the tape with the fingers like that? That nigga changed the game with that.
Talk your shit, bro.
Him or like one of them Droughts for sure. Yeah. Thanks. I don't know which one. I'll be forgetting.
Yeah. Either for me, two or three, but I like Drought 3 a little bit more. But that's just me.
It's one that's like the background is like red, red, black, and it's like him faded. He's like black and white kind of. Yeah. I don't know the album. I got to see
that. That's number Black and White, I think, is number three. That's
number three.
About.
Okay. Yeah.
Two more. As a hooper, like you said, you know, you love hoop. Give me your all time starting five.
Ooh.
Positionless.
All time?
If you want to have all forwards in your all shit, right, if you want to have all guards, that's fine with me. Positionless,
I'm going,
starting five.
I'm going AI.
Okay.
AI one.
I had my last guest had said a random,
Kobe.
But it was nice.
I'm fucking with Kobe.
AI Kobe. Okay. That's
fuck.
Feel like as a
I hate
Bron
bitch ass, but
I'm
gonna throw him in there.
You gotta throw Bron in there. You got to, damn.
He putting his work.
Right.
That's
true.
Tracy McGrady.
Ooh, T-Mac?
T-Mac.
Real 90s, baby. I love it.
That's my dog.
I love this. Real culture.
That was my dog till he fell off.
Right. But, sound like DP a little bit.
Till he fell off, he couldn't stand up, you know? his knee's bad.
Facts. A lot of people would have been great for health.
Damn, who I'm going to do for
number five? So AI, Kobe, Bron, T-Mac.
Who can I do for the five, bro?
Last episode,
I'm hella indecisive, bro.
Last episode, I had to start a five. Kyrie, Kobe, Bron, Giannis, and Shaq.
Shout out to my guest, though.
But he picked his five.
Yeah.
He picked his five.
I ain't
five.
Got no five on my list. If I did, he picked two fives.
Nigga,
I'm going Yao Ming.
He went to the Shang Dynasty.
Yao Ming, big ass.
Okay. Like I said, that's why I always keep it positionless for that reason. But okay.
We'll throw Yao in there.
We'll throw money.
I'm going to go Kendrick Perkins.
Hey, he got to go. This nigga said Kendrick Perkins, man. He not on no all-time team on 2K.
Hell no.
Let alone on the top five list.
I don't know. I'm going to leave my five open.
We'll leave it open for debate.
I'm going to play my five.
Comment below. Exactly. Comment below who y'all want in Mondre starting five.
Yeah.
Last question for the Rapid Wave. I need your Mount Rushmore. So your top four of your rap Mount Rushmore.
Ooh.
Personal. Not all-time of who should be you to you.
My personal?
So, exactly. It could be niggas you know.
Yeah, my cousins.
Exactly, whoever.
My cousins on there.
You got to name them.
My Mount Rushmore finna have like 50 niggas.
Come on, name them. We shout out. We got all day to shout out. Come on.
We got Birdie, Doughboy, D, Slimmy B, Robbie Yoso, nigga, YC Fame. I'm throwing.
Yagi on there. I need Fame on the podcast, Yagi too. Yagi on there. Mazda.
Look.
Fame be Ken.
For real. Young Cuts. We throwing them on there. Ken Omar. Nigga Mount Rushmore.
Come on.
For real.
Everybody. I love it, man. We throwing everybody.
Look, and Mac Dre up there. Mac Dre up there, too.
Off tops.
We gonna go Mac Mall. All them.
Come on.
You know, that's family.
It's real. It's real North Vallejo in here. Yeah. And I love it. I'm loving every moment of this, man. So that'll wrap it up for the Rapid Wave. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Definitely.
Real quick, I'm going to do a quick shout out to my sponsors. Shout out Vintage Variation. My boy Anthony A. Dub holding it down. All your vintage apparel needs, from hats to shirts. He got swimsuits for the ladies. He got clothes for the kids. Anything you need, he got covered. Be sure to follow them on all social media platforms and go shop their website. Become Cosmetics. Shout out to the cousin. Oh, yeah. We got Jessica Chris. Come on. Come on, we got a Casamigos break as we shout out to the sponsors. That's good for me. Thank you, sir. Shout out Become Cosmetics. Got something on the hush hush.
Casa gonna be playing, bro, in a minute, too.
Yeah. Hey, we love it. Like I said, we're gonna bring him on because, like, that's my guest host today, and it's gonna got a very great segment.
Look, Casamigos gonna be paying What's the Wave in a minute. Watch.
Hey, we here. Come on, holla at me. Another sponsor, Rio Real Productions. If you need a video shot, if you need your own podcast shot, if you need anything cut, stitched, and sewed up on the editing end, please holler at my boy Rio Real Productions. He will take care of you. And of course, last but not least, Kaya Clips. I got them. They've been around. They was over there. But if you need a nice little roach clip, anything, ladies, you know, you don't want to burn your nails, all the good shit, please holler at Kaya Clips, because we got all of your smoking necessities available for you whenever y'all ready. But let's get into one more segment. I'm going to just tippy toe a little bit before I bring in my guest host, which is I'm very, very looking forward to. Talk a little sports. You say you've been out the loop.
Yeah.
I know, I'm about to say, you say you've been out the loop. I love my boy Jets Go because we always
I've been out the loop. Like, I used to be a dedicated Laker.
Who on your roster?
But,
do you know?
But, I'm a Warriors now.
We got a bandwagon.
I'm trying to go to a parade. That's why.
Did you go?
Nah, I ain't go.
I was about to say, if you win, it's all for the hometown. You already know. It's all love. Keeping in the NBA, have you been up around what's going on with the Lakers recently?
Nope.
So you know you got Westbrook, though, right?
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Nah, bro. Like, I've been off the loop for so long. I don't watch sports.
Get your man's
watching TV.
Get your man's
If it ain't on Twitter, then I won't see it.
Oh, my God. That's valid. That's
Look,
valid.
I go on there real quick. If it ain't pop up, I won't see it.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me just do this. What do y'all think? Okay, so you got Westbrook, AD, and LeBron.
Okay.
How many games y'all going to win next season? Give me a prediction for next season. Any throw in the dark.
Who else they got, though? Just them three?
Yeah.
They got to carry? They got to carry that motherfucker. I ain't going to lie. It ain't looking too good.
Yeah. I mean, with those same
three niggas.
Y'all didn't make the playoffs.
They can't. Look, you can't depend on the three.
Damn, that's valid.
They got to have a whole squad. Everybody got to be aligned.
Yeah, that's true. I get
and
that
no chemistry, too. So
okay, yeah. From the hardwood to the gridiron. Football, you got a squad?
No, I don't even watch football.
That nigga's, oh, my God. Somebody get their mans,
bro. I don't be watching sports, bro.
What was your old favorite squad? Did you have one?
When I was a kid, bro, it was Patriots. I didn't lie to you.
You was a Pat fan? Wow.
I was a Patriot as a kid.
What was you?
If I play Madden, I'm using Patriots, bro. they cheating, though. They 99 overall.
That's facts. You got a favorite player? Any players you like? Gravitate to? Even now? Odell's, Lamar Jacksons of the world. You didn't watch Cam Newton, nigga? Nobody?
I ain't watched this so long,
This
bro.
Nigga is, oh my, he really be unplugged. Bro. I love it, but I don't. Like, I'm glad you be out the loop.
Yeah,
because
I be out, bro. Like, motherfuckers get to talking about sports. I look the other way. I'll pull my phone out.
Hey, I got homies who really be, talking about sports. I don't even know what the fuck you talking about, gang.
What you finna eat? What we finna eat? Y'all finna get some wings.
This nigga goofy.
Get some lemon pepper.
It's real though.
Watch the game. What you look? We go get some lemon pepper wings.
He's like, I ball out for the Super Bowl, but other than that, I can't tell you
exactly, bro. I watch the Super Bowl. That's it.
He's like,
I don't know who's what, where.
No, it's okay. It's all love. But no. That's a perfect way to segue it, because now this is the segment I'm looking forward to. I'm gonna bring my boy Jess Go in. Because now he got a couple questions for you. This is the first time I'm doing this. We've been in constant go. You know, we've had bets on the podcast, this and that. But I definitely always wanted to let my boy host, because I know he has it in him. Yeah. So now he knew he was coming on. So he called me. He called me directly. He was like, hey, you got my boy on. I need this. So I'm like, bruh, let's run it. So we here.
We here.
Just go Chris on. He got the Casamigos up top. You got to get the pick. You can get the pick on. Because I know you get your pick with the come on, do your thing.
Head, huh?
Come on. We're going to switch it out. You get comfortable. Come on, man. Take the host seat.
So, you know, hey, look, Shout out to my nigga right here.
My guy.
You feel me? Shout out to my folks behind the scenes for getting nigga on there.
Getting this in here.
So look, this is what we gonna crack this off. We gonna crack this off with a Hemi.
Yeah.
You know we gonna.
I knew he was doing that.
You know. This I already knew. Crack it off.
Eh? We in there.
Yes, sir. So look, like I was saying, nigga, I'm the nigga that take credit for everything. I'm the reason why this shit is going on right now. Nigga, I'm the reason. Nah, I'm talking shit. But bro, yeah, as far as the brand, y'all see the merch. It's a whole lot of flavors right now. We got the 101 right here.
Oh yeah.
So bro, let me ask you. As far as like, we know a lot of Bay Area clothing brands.
Yeah.
So who are the three that you would actually do a collab with? Bay Area.
Ooh. Y'all gonna make me pick three?
Three.
I know so many niggas, bro. All
right, do five.
I know so many niggas. Everybody dope, too, in their own lane type shit.
And I don't want to make it seem like no favoritism shit. Just like three off the dome.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Like, everybody nice, though. But I fuck with, like, I ain't gonna lie, Bino on top
shit
right
go
now.
Crazy.
That's
I need
my
to grab
dog,
some
too.
Shit.
He cool. He on top. And shit, DP, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or I do a Lux one. I'm gonna shout out my sack, nigga.
Okay.
Lux Innovator.
Okay.
My guy Ray, he nice too.
So shit, I know at least by 2023, it's got to be something going on with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to.
You know,
it's
crazy.
Shit,
I never did no collab,
bro. I'm
that's
telling.
That's one thing
you,
I never did, and people always say that. I'd be like, it's good, but it, you know, it shit don't ever come along. It don't ever fall along. But I'm with it.
I ain't gonna lie. Nigga, you are arm's reach for all that shit, though. Yeah. Niggas be having so many connections with different people and different brands. Niggas like,
I ain't gonna lie, I've been well connected before the brand.
Yeah, fuck all that shit, nigga. We talking about real life,
hey,
nigga.
For real. I'm connected everywhere, literally.
Shit, when we gonna do a collab?
Oh, whenever, nigga. Yes, nigga, you see. Nigga, you know it's good. Just Go Bricks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nigga, Just Go Bricks, nigga. Hey, summer 2023, nigga, we cracking, nigga.
We taking over. We taking over.
Hey.
Look.
Hey, that'll go crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
So, nah, that shit, I ain't gonna lie. You do some collabs like that, that shit'll go crazy. You already know, nigga. I'm
I keep
already
saying
here for
I'm
it.
With the collab. I do want to do collabs, though, because that'll get you out there. Like,
and, nigga.
Get you some of they peoples facts, in your mix.
Facts.
You know?
Hey, more money, more definitely. Recognition for everybody on all ends.
All ends. Look, you go have some people that I know see your shit that I don't really know.
Exactly.
Because everybody, you got to think about it. Everybody don't got social media. Everybody don't got that.
Exactly.
Like, I know niggas in the North that ain't never see shit. They see my Beano shit. They see anything I wear. They're like, what's that, nigga? Hold
exactly,
on.
Exactly, exactly. Niggas still be under rocks.
Yeah, niggas be under rocks for sure. I know a lot of niggas under rocks. Patrick Starr. A lot of niggas pink out here.
Hey. Oh, shit. So, all right, so we got that out the way. So, I know, like, everybody has, like a writer's block. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody will be like, fuck, like, they'll be up late, like, trying to think about shit, trying to simmer on shit. So, when you can't think of something as far as to put out for your product, what helps you get motivated to, damn, like, that'll be a dope idea? Like, what, you know? Like,
it's crazy because I still be trying to figure it out. Like, I don't know. I really don't know. Everybody different. But for me, I don't know. It just got to be how I'm feeling. Like, if I see some dope shit, or like, if I got to see some old shit of mine I did that I loved, I'd be like, ooh, okay, I got to get back on it. I don't know, bro. I still be trying to figure it out how to keep going. That'd be the hardest part, keep it going.
Yeah, you got to keep that shit rolling.
You just
got
to keep it rolling. That's the hardest thing to do, though.
A nigga stay stagnant too long, it's going to
stay there. And I always do that. I'd be like, you'll see me, I drop it. Then I'd be like, damn, all right, I'm doing hella shit. And then I'd be like, damn, I ain't dropped in a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me get back in the field.
Like, I know, like, just carrying on from what I just asked you, like, I know you got a son and everything,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So when you think of shit, like, I know he young, but he know what he like.
Yeah,
so, like,
exactly.
Do you ask him as far, like, what should I do? Like, do you like this?
Nah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I ask him. Hey, if I ask him, he go like, you do it blue. Blue is his favorite color. Everything blue. You would think he was Nipsey's son or something.
A crip.
He want blue everything. He dad do blue. He be like, look, it's funny because I just made him a hat. I made him a Bricks hat. It's like a kid's one. He been wearing it, bro, for like 3 days straight. Yeah. It's black and white. So I'm like, all right, I'm letting you do you. I'm like, bro, you not finna keep wearing this hat every day, though. He on his third day today. He wore it today. And he like, did you make me a blue one? I'm like, bro, you don't even have on a blue outfit, but I'm gonna make you a blue one. I'm gonna make you a blue one. He won't blue. But I'm like, hopefully when he get of age, I can start asking him.
Oh yeah, he gonna know what he likes. Do that. When he starts
Should
school,
I do this? He go like, yeah. He say yeah to everything. No, he loves
Watch,
me.
when he starts school, because how old is he?
He about to be 4 on the 6th.
Watch, when
his
he starts school
up.
And he be around other kids and shit, he for sure gonna know what he like.
He do. And then he already know what he like. He'll tell you if he don't like something too. He be like, I don't like that.
But the crazy thing is, like, he got a pops that's into the shit. Yeah. So he gonna be like ahead of other kids, exactly, because his pops got his own shit. So that's a plus.
It is. I'm like, oh, look, he might want a brand one day and go crazy. You never know.
Exactly.
That shit crazy.
And y'all know how I feel. I love kids, but fuck them kids, nigga.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids, nigga. I ain't doing that no time soon, bro. Hey, I'm 25. Give me another 25.
Fuck them kids. I'm going to keep saying it. Look, I got a kid, though. Look, fuck them kids, not mine.
Hey,
fuck
them kids. Not here. Hey, look, not the little nephews and nieces and the cousins. Nah, we love them kids, but for
nah,
me.
Nah, fuck them. Nah, I'm playing.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, look, man, I got great-ass questions when it comes to that brand shit, but listen, aside from the brand, nigga, when we finna race, bruh?
Oh, here you go with this again.
Hey, we got the same shit, but I just want to see, you know?
I'm trying to see.
You know, today ain't the day for that shit, but I just want to know, like, you feel me? Like, we racing for pinks and blue.
Look, here he go with that shit again. He trying to race.
Hey.
And then when he lose, he go like, all right, we ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna do that. Monday, or we ain't gonna talk about it.
I'll be like, hey, speaking of bets, it's hella funny because, like, shout out to Deadstock DP. You know, Twitter, you know, caught a lot of wave of me and him on that 2K. Yeah. But niggas don't know the
niggas
bro,
don't.
But listen, this is the thing,
look,
though.
DP only,
bro, wait,
DP wait, only post you exactly, them shoes, huh?
Listen,
them shoes.
Listen, bro, people,
niggas was seeing that going viral. That nigga used to go viral. He do?
Bro.
You own cool grades? Damn. You in debt?
Hello.
You in debt?
Hello.
Damn.
Hello.
It'd be like that, gang. It'd be like that, gang. Damn.
Hey, but with that shit on Twitter, though, niggas don't know the truth of that real story. Niggas don't never ask.
Y'all look
what
like
really
y'all
happened.
Was playing like 6 a.m. or
bro,
something, bro.
Listen, it was supposed to be one game, bro. Listen,
hey,
it was supposed to be
tripping.
One.
I think Chris was tripping.
Hey, it was supposed to be one game, bro, and I won that first game.
How many years ago? That was some years ago.
That was like 28. 18?
That was 18?
18
damn.
Or 19, bro.
Yeah.
Huh?
God.
Nah, the thing is, though, niggas don't know. It was because we talking about bets. Not
yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, I was crying.
Bro.
I was dead. Bro. I'm like, oh.
Niggas don't know. It was supposed to be one game, bro, and I won that first game. He's like, come on, cuz. You know, we run supposed to be around more than one. All right, bro. We ran 5 games, bro, and I lost. I was like, all right, whatever, bro. Like, nigga gonna ask me, bro, you want a
DP
blanket?
DP out here cheating.
Nigga gonna come down and say, bro, you want a blanket?
He did.
Nigga, don't talk to me, nigga. Don't talk to me. Look, me and this thing are gonna race. Me and this thing are gonna race. You be like, bro, you got them pinks? I'm like, yep. Nigga, you got a pink pink slip to my Dodge Dart. Nigga, that's what you're getting.
That's what you're getting. Look, that's how you gonna flip it.
Nigga, you getting a daily.
You getting my bucket.
Nigga, you
ain't getting my
bucket.
You ain't getting my shit. You ain't getting my hot shit.
Hey. Man, bro. Nah, yeah, bro. Speaking of bets and shit, I love bets, though. Sometimes it might take me a little while to
I'm
get to
I'm a poor
to.
Sport. I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga, he gonna lose when I run that
I'm
shit
poor
back,
sport.
Nigga.
That's why I don't gamble none of that. I don't look. Right. All my cousins bad gamblers. They gamble like motherfucker. They all shoot dice. I was never into that. I'm
nigga,
like, bro,
niggas don't like losing.
I don't. And it's like every time I try and get my feet wet, nigga lose. They be like, bro, I'm hot. I ain't even gonna lie. I don't want no parts of that,
bruh.
All money in.
All money in, no
feeling.
Money out, nigga. I don't want to lose. No
I don't
money.
Lose a dollar.
Hey, but listen, I'ma just say we know the truth on this one right here. We know I should be the permanent host of this shit. You know, man. We know. But you know what? Hey, listen.
Well, he said you asked two questions.
But you know
what you mean, nigga?
I should be the permanent host
he
of this shit.
He asked over a million you know? Questions. Oh, he said get in the field. Get your feet wet. He said, get your feet wet.
It's cool. My feet. Hey, I'm waist deep in this shit.
Look, he said he waist deep.
But you know what's crazy? I had hit this nigga earlier this week. I'm like, bro, you know what, bro? It's been years. Niggas been telling me since I was in high school to start my own shit.
Try
I'm going to start my own shit, bro. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, this is the first nigga I hit.
Right.
First nigga I hit. I'm like, bro, you going to be ready, bro? He's like, what I need to get ready? Nigga, just bring your merch. That's all we need, nigga.
You see how he had to use what's the wave to
Hey, look, it's listen, it's steps and avenues to everything, though.
Had connect.
You know, it's steps. You know, you got to take steps. You know, baby I ain't finna. Steps, yeah. You know, it's baby steps.
You
told,
look, you getting your feet wet. Yeah. Exactly. He just popped your cherry. Yeah, get out there. Get out there.
Oh shit. Oh yeah. So we was doing that rapid wave shit. Yeah. Watch out. Ass or titties.
Oh.
Yeah. Ass or titties.
Both.
Yeah. Hey. Both. Hey, look. Yes. Both. Both.
Both of them. Look. What Twitter say both of them. Both of them.
That's B-O-F-M. That's one word.
You have both of them. Both of them.
Both of them.
Okay.
Both of them.
Okay.
Freaky. Freaky. Freak man. Yeah, that's him.
Hey, and I remember, you know, niggas just talking about sports and shit.
Yeah.
You said you 6'4"?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know why this nigga doing brands. This nigga should be dunk, slam, dunking the ball. And this nigga should be in the league and shit. Too. See, at my height, I could. Hey. I'm only 5'9".
Okay.
But my knees broke.
I was dunking at 5'9", too. I've been dunking since I was like in 7th grade.
This nigga ain't been 5'9" since he was nigga 8. Nigga.
Seven. Look, for real. Nigga, I got a picture of me dunking on a nigga in 9th grade. Nigga, ooh. No cap. We can take it there.
That's when we still calling it hot and ready pizza.
For
nigga.
Real. Come, hey, I was fresh in sack at the high school dunking on niggas. That's how I made friends too. Dunked on a nigga. They was like, "Ooh, who is this?"
You gotta quote that. I made friends by dunking on niggas.
By dunking on niggas.
I dunked on one nigga. Hey. And it was up. I'm like, "Ooh, nigga, I got friends now. Nigga, I ain't out here dry."
Hey, man. Look, I ain't seen them hoop, but I seen a nigga swing a bat, and you don't want to see that. You don't want to see that shit, man.
Hey, but I did hit the ball, and I got to first base, so it don't matter.
Nigga, for and a single,
I'm not
nigga.
And I'm not a baseball player, nigga. I used to play T-ball, nigga.
Hey, line that bitch up right there on the tee, nigga. I'm gonna hit a home run.
Line it up on the tee, nigga. I'm gonna get it out the park, yeah?
Bro. Hey, this nigga really hella funny, bro. Like, if y'all didn't see this interview, y'all just think like Bricks is made by a ghost. Like,
you would think so,
bro.
I don't be out there like that.
You don't be out there like that.
Damn, like, I probably like, don't.
I see. You
I know on my page though. It's crazy. Yeah, follow me on Instagram. My Instagram, this nigga Mondre. Follow Go Bricks Clothing on Instagram. Twitter, Gold Bricks Clo, or is it Gold Bricks Dre? One of them. Follow TikTok too, Gold Bricks Clo. Follow all that, nigga. We on everything. Look, add Gold Bricks on Facebook. You do it all. We got everything. Everything. MySpace. We finna turn it up. MySpace too.
Oh, fuck.
Look. I'm gonna make you on my top 8. AOL. Hey. Look, AOL. Kick me. You can aim me. We can take it there.
Hey, hey man, make sure y'all follow my boy right here, man. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, Jesco Chris, man. Shout out to West the Wave. I appreciate West the Wave. Y'all.
We appreciate
this, man.
You. I'll be
my
back.
My boy right here, man. Appreciate definitely. It all, man. We out
we
this
here.
Bitch.
We out.
Like the blunt, my nigga. This was my shot.
Dude. Left, so I could
press. Cold on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face in between breasts. I'm a mess. Also something you gotta respect. A prince as a newborn. A king in death. Oh yes. Son of the waves is the best. If you jumping in this water, please wear a vest.